Now, as LULAC's convention kicks off today, I got a hold of Roger C. Rocha Jr., the national president of the organization, to talk about some of the issues that will be addressed at the conference, including increasing Latino voter turnout. Rocha created a firestorm early this year when he issued a letter in support of President Trump's four pillars of immigration, including billions of dollars for a border wall and increased border security in an attempt to get a deal for DACA recipients who were brought to the country illegally as children. The controversy that ensued, including calls for Rocha to step down, exposed a rift within the Latino community and its approach to immigration. And when I spoke with him earlier this morning as the convention kicked off, he had a lot to say about how efforts to create balanced policy is about more than just getting Latinos registered.
You know, the way we affect change is in the ballot box. But we've always said this, we can register a million voters, but if those a million voters don't go out and vote, then registering was for naught.
Right. And this has been an ongoing effort. But in the last election, even though and here in Arizona, there was a group called One Arizona that registered more than 150,000 new voters. But we still didn't see a huge uptick in the number of Latinos who turned out to vote. Give us some specifics. What do those turnout efforts look like?
It all boils down to this. If we don't mobilize our community to go vote by saying, hey, you have to come and vote and this is how it's going to affect you, and don't be complaining because the outcome is not in your favor and you see certain legislations that are going to help you. You know, right now, as an example, there's segments of our community that depend on food stamps. Well, you know, the SNAP program, which is where the food stamps come from, is under attack. And if we don't raise our voices to say, hey, you know, there are people that legitimately need food stamps, you know, and this is what we have to vote on, and we put pressure on elected officials, then how can we protect our most vulnerable communities? So we put things into perspective for the community. That's what we do. This is how it's going to affect you. You can't sit on the sidelines anymore.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Not in this environment.
I want to talk about the letter that you wrote in January supporting President Trump's four pillars of immigration. That sparked some controversy and created some division within your own organization. There were calls for you to step down, and you said you would not do that until after this convention that you're starting right now. Do you think that kind of infighting, that kind of division within your community has hurt the broader cause?
Well, let me put it to you this way. The deal that we were working on, that LULAC was working on with both sides of the aisle in the administration back in January, mm-hmm. was the best deal that was going to be out there. We sat for a year to get both sides of the aisle to agree to the 1.8 million DACA recipients and for the administration to agree on it. And that was in part of the four pillars. We sat on a border security committee for a year going back and forth on versus a, you know, as an example, a virtual wall versus a physical wall or a combination of both. Mm-hmm. See, LULAC was very, very involved in all of these discussions. But unfortunately, there were members, and there's members in the community, not only in LULAC, that say, you know what, it doesn't matter. You know, we are going to be anti-administration no matter what. And that's what happened. But the cost was this. Immigration is no longer being talked about. After that letter went out, what happened? We got to the March 5th deadline. Nothing was done by Congress. Then you had the shooting in Florida. The narrative changed, and the narrative continues to change. What people don't understand is in politics, it's about compromise. It's about saying, I'm going to give you this for that. You try to hold on to as much as you want without giving too much of it away. But if you don't meet someone halfway, which is what we were able to do on both sides of the aisle and with the administration, we're not going to get anywhere. Now, hindsight again, you never thought from January to today, there'd be two new Supreme Court justices. The Supreme Court is now not in the Latino community's favor. It's not in, you know, communities of color favor. It's not in the LGBTQ favor anymore. It's not going to be. That's why nothing is moving right now on immigration. They're just waiting for it to go to the Supreme Court. And if it gets struck down, that's it. And what's going to happen to all of these DACA and Dreamer individuals, these kids? You see, what people didn't look at was a bigger picture. They just saw what was in front of them.
So you feel like you missed your chance for compromise?
Oh, the entire discussion on DACA Dreamers and everything, it took a huge hit because now we're not at the table anymore. And we were.
What do you think that this division that your letter and your attempt to compromise there sparked within the Latino community? What do you think that says about the future of organizing this community in a way that could get to a deal with an administration like this? Do you think there is any hope?
There's always hope. You have to have hope, but you also have to work at it. Let's be very honest. Our greatest strength is the Latino community, but our biggest weakness is the Latino community, because you have so many communities within the Latino community. You're going to have people not agreeing with you on these things. And unfortunately, this small group of people, and I'll call them out right now, you know, the United We Dream people were the ones that really just totally tanked the whole thing, because they're supporting a Clean Dream Act. And when you're told from both sides of the aisle that there will be no Clean Dream Act and you're wasting their time even bringing it up, you have to find a way to still get what you want. Keep your eye on the prize. I mean, but we have to have hope as a community. Is it going to happen anytime soon? Probably not. There's just too many divisions, too many different agendas.
All right. Roger C. Rocha Jr. is the national president of LULAC. Roger, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this today.
Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.